after the guilty verdict was read in a juvenile court. Onlookers say the two teenagers were bundled into a waiting car, their heads covered by scarves amid a throng of journalists. Ghanaian reporter Roland Walker says many in Ghana initially thought the girls would be treated with a light hand after their arrest in July.
It was perceived that because they're British girls and because of the extreme relations between Ghana and the United Kingdom, it would be a case that would be treated lightly. Initially, when the case was heard, the British High Commission tried to handle the case their own way. But the Attorney General's Department, that is the Justice Ministry that we have in this country, and the police administration also have not relented in the last few months since the case was heard in the court.
Sentencing has been scheduled for December 5th. Walker says both local and foreign media have been very interested in the case.
They have been interested, quite interested actually, because of our trade relations with the United Kingdom, and especially since they have been Ghana's colonial masters in the past.
The growing drug trade from South America to euro-bolstered cash-rich Europe through badly policed West Africa also fascinates media, Walker says, whenever there is a story that can be found.
In media circles, the issue about drug trafficking is a very big one. Over the last 2-3 years, we have had some high-profile arrests when it comes to drug smuggling in this country. And particularly, we have a case currently in court involving some officials and then some suspected drug barons.
The two British 16-year-old girls from North London were caught July 2nd at the Accra airport with about 6 kilos of cocaine worth more than $600,000 hidden inside laptop bags. They say they were tricked into the deal by men in London and Ghana who promised them an all-expenses-paid vacation, not knowing what they were doing. This argument has been rejected by Ghana's court system. Anti-drug agents estimate about 20 so-called drug mules travel from West Africa to Britain every week. The arrests in July were carried out by Ghanaian Narcotic Control Board officers working as part of a joint British-Ghanaian anti-drug drive called Operation Westbridge. Nico Clement, VOA News, Dakar.